All right, so Tasha, just tell us a little bit about the challenges, the roadblocks, and the hurdles that you have trying to kind of track and capture and manage data for, students with behavioral supports.
Okay, so right now, one of our biggest problems is that we can only go in the classroom and get observational data for moments at a time, whether it be 10 minutes or 15 minutes, 20 minutes. The teachers are, it's a manual process to collect the data for us. And so we go in and get it ourselves. And when we do that, it first takes us out of our classrooms for 15, 20, 30 minutes to go down, sit with those classrooms and monitor the kids. The problem is the kids will change because they know who we are. They will change their behavior to be on their very best behavior when we're in the room because they know who we're watching generally. And
Right.
so they will change their behavior. The teachers may also inadvertently change their behavior in the sense that they may call on the student, they may try to show us what the kid is doing, and the kid is, they're just doing the best they can because we're there.
Yeah.
So, with everybody changing their personalities, basically, or their ways of doing things for that 15, 20 minutes, we're not getting accurate data. And so when we go back to our room and we're thinking, okay, this is what I saw, things are going well. And then later on, you talk to the teacher and they're like, oh my goodness, this kid is just off the wall, or they're bouncing around and I need you to help me. And we go back and look at our data and we're like, well, every time I go in there, they're on track 70, 80, 90% of the time. So what's the problem? So with tracking, it really does work best when it is real environment and real data as the teacher sees it. The other thing that we really have trouble with is I know the kids, so I know what they can and cannot do. A lot of my expectations are higher for our students because I know they can do it. The general education teacher gets this kid, and they often will lower their standards because they came from a special education environment. And I don't want them doing that. I want them to be able to track real-time data and give me an accurate picture so that I can then go back and say, okay, this student would benefit from, and then schedule, some different accommodations that we can go in and try out, see if they're working, and find the right solution for the student.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's the biggest problem is having real data, not that observational data. That 15, 20, 30 minutes that I observe is not, it's great. It's just not as accurate as the teacher giving the data through her eyes.
Right. It's Tasha
Yes,
influenced.
it is. And
You're
for
like, we
whatever
see her.
reason, they see me and they just
Yeah.
start acting right.
So
So,
you had mentioned that it was heavily manual, kind of what you're trying to do now, and that's inhibitive to capturing the real, accurate data, especially for the educators in that chaotic classroom. So can you
correct.
describe kind of what the current, methods are, the status quo? Like, what are you doing to capture the information?
Absolutely. So, what we're doing now is I take a sheet and I go to the classroom. And I set a timer, and every 10 seconds, I compare my student with another student in their classroom, same age, same gender, doing the same task. And basically, I every 10 seconds look at both kids and mark who is on track and who is not or on task. And then after 3 minutes, I switch to another student, same age, same gender, and compare my student to that student again for 3 minutes. And I do this with five different students for a total of 15 minutes. Then I come back to my classroom and I go through and manually, there are 18 boxes in that 3 minute period. I go through and count how many are on track versus not on track per student with my students. So of those five different ones, and then we get an overall average and we decide, okay, our student is on track 60% of the time versus 80% of the time with the rest of the remaining class. So it takes time to go down there, and then we have to come back, and it takes another, you know, 15 minutes to really get through the data and then try to come up with some type of accommodation or figure out another plan or another route to support these children.
Okay, so you mentioned that it's, you know, really heavy manual, takes a lot of time. So if you were able to make that more efficient and capture data and move it into a system where you can analyze it, you know, quicker, what would the impacts be, you know, for you, your teachers, and your students? So, you know, if that could be simplified and made more efficient.
Yes. So there's really two things. The first one being is every time I have to leave my classroom and go down to observe students that are also my students, they're just on another roster, but they are in, they're a fully inclusive environment. So they are in a general education classroom. They're just supported by special education. It takes me leaving my classroom and going out to those classrooms to watch a student and get data on them. So that takes me away from the kids I have in my classroom who are needing that same education, and likely more so because the other students are getting their education in their general education classroom. My students in here are having to be without a teacher for that length of time. And so I do this every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, I have 9 kids out in general education classrooms that I have to take 15 minutes per kid and go down there and watch and track data on them in their classroom. And that's not beneficial to the students in my environment. So that's the first thing, is it does take a lot of time for me to go do that. And then when I come back, I then put all of the data to the side, and then I do that in the evening because I don't want to take any more time away from these students. So for the kids in the classroom, the teachers, if the student is doing something that we can correct, it really impacts the quality of all of the other students in the classroom. So the teacher is able to spend more time teaching, and the other students are not constantly disrupted by a teacher having to redirect another student. So the data for us is invaluable because we base our accommodations and our services that we provide to these kids, we base it off the data. And that data it's just crucial. And everybody in these general education classrooms, as well as these special education classrooms, deserve the best we can do for them. So when we have accurate real-time data from the person who is providing that education, it gives me the ability to make immediate recommendations on change, how we can support the kid and the teacher in all of their activities, which then impacts everybody else in the classroom. So it's very critical.